Rav Hirsch has an interesting approach to the attempt of Yaakov Avinu, the Rivka Imenu was arrangement that Yaakov Avinu should take the brachas away from Esav and full Yaakov, and full Yitzchok, I'm sorry. And his thought process is that actually that Rivka Imenu realized that the Rus would not actually last and that Yitzchok would figure it out. And that was part of her plan. The purpose of her plan was that she was trying to teach Yitzchok that he could be easily duped. And that which he thought, that Esav was an upstanding person all this time, was really because he was being duped by the craftiness and wiliness of Esav. If Yaakov, who was the Ishtam, which Yitzchok knew that Yaakov was an Ishtam, was able to fool him, Kal v'chomer, ben benosh al kal v'chomer, obviously she would be able to, he would be able to be fooled by Esav, who was known as the person who was an Isayid, that he saw that he has ability to mislead Yitzchok. The purpose being that when he realizes that he is that Yaakov has created this ruse and was able to dupe him, he will retroactively realize the mistake that he made vis-a-vis Esav, and then say Gam Baruch Yehiyeh, that the bracha which he gave it to Yaakov based on misunderstanding was not really misunderstanding, it was really now he realizes the whole thing was correct. That's his theory. In some ways, it's a chiddush what he's doing is saying, putting that a strong strength on the idea that Yitzchok was misled by Esav in a real way before she grapple with that. But he puts a fascinating thought into our minds that Yitzchok, with one realization, was able to turn around a lifetime of misunderstanding. He's at this point in time, he's 123 years old. He was 60 years old when he gave birth to Esav. So we've had a period of time of 63 years which he's approached Esav in one way. And Rivka Imenu is banking on, she's confident, if she could get Yaakov in there and mislead Yitzchok one time, Yaakov will stop and say, I've been misled by Esav all the time. Everything which he ever did was not really sincere. I'm no longer impressed by Esav. Yaakov deserves the brachas. Everything is wonderful, and that's it. It's a tremendous belief in the ability of Yitzchok, even though he's been misled, that once he has a clarity, he'll be able to rewrite and clarify every single point. This reminds me of a thought that I heard from Rashi Rav Gifter, that the Gemara says a story that there was a Tana, two opinions, the name was Shimon HaMasorni or Nechemiah HaMasorni, that he believed that every time the Torah writes the word S, is coming to be married with something. And this was his shita, and he went through every single S in the Torah, starting from Bereishis, the first pasuk. This already has S, Esa Shemayim be Esa Aretz, and he found the drasha for every single S in the Torah till he gets all the way to Sefer Devarim. He gets to the pasuk of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. He says there's nothing to include. Together with a year for Kodesh Baruch Hu, must be Esther's are not coming for Ribuyim. I retract my whole approach. So his Tamidim asked him, what's with all the drasha that you said? Kishem shekibalti schar ala drisha, kach, I'll be a kabal schar ala prisha. I may get schar for trying and making all these drashas. I'll get schar for deciding that it's incorrect. So he was able to take a lifetime's worth of a shita of drushas, which he worked on for days, weeks, who knows how long, presenting it to his Talmidim, drush after drush after drusha. He's went through hundreds and thousands of S, the word S in the Torah. He's found the drusha of every single one of them. This is his lifetime's work. This is the sheet of his Talmidim, his yeshiva. Everyone's, he said shir after shir after shir after shir. No, it's wrong. Done. He walks away from it. Rekiva came along and said, "Yigmar b'tamid chachamim." So Gifter said, "What did Rekiva see that Nechemiah HaMasorni didn't see?" So he answered, "Rekiva saw Nechemiah HaMasorni, that a person could throw away his lifetime work because he's searching for emes, And such a person deserves to be Nisrab together with as Hashem Lekechotira. We have to have an awe and respect for Tamid HaChomen. This is how Rivka Meinu looked at Yitzchak Avinu with that awe and that respect of a Talmud Chacham. She understands his goal is emes, and once it's clear to him that there's a mistake, it's very easy for him to walk away. He's not bound and tied to the past, to the mistakes that he made before. He's able to move on and correct himself. That's a goal we should all strive for. Have a good Shabbos.